Okay. You're on the radio. 101.
Generation Annihilation.
I just want some skate.
99% are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get off the air.
On the streets.
Full of problems.
Have you surrounded? Come up with your hands up.
Moderate rock.
This is Joey Shithead from DOA. You know why? You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
Good afternoon. The show is Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM, 101.9 FM in cable, www.citr.ca online. And, very wet Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada here. For all you online listeners, my name is Aaron, and yes, if there's something you'd like to hear on this show, the request line is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR, and got a great show for you today with some newish stuff that isn't quite so new, and some old stuff that is kind of new, if you know what that means. Take a listen, and you will. Some reissues, some new releases, some releases a few years old that I've recently purchased. That kind of stuff. When you start things off with Margaret Thrasher from the Moderate Rock release, came out last year, 2008, on P Trash Records. "Dumb Until I Die" was the name of the track. And yes, we're going to get into some UK reissues here. This is an act called Icon AD.
The truth, all the sins you talk.
Let's go, you boys, there!
Careful, look all around.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you. on around town? LiveMusicVancouver.com is the Lower Mainland's comprehensive source for live music listings. We've got more than 350 shows listed at any time, and our listings are updated continuously by hundreds of the very people who put on the shows you love. Artist information and MP3s are accessible right from the listings, as are maps and calendars for virtually every venue in the city. All this and tons more totally free at LiveMusicVancouver.com.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. At the start of the set, we heard from Icon AD from the Lest We Forget reissue on Overground Records, 23 tracks of this UK anarcho-punk act, and we heard a track called Face the Facts. Originally came out on an EP called Don't Feed Us Shit on Radical Change Records, followed with another reissue on Overground by the Legion of Parasites. I've been wanting this one for a little while. It's been out a few years. And the track we heard was called Condemned to Live in Fear, another act in the anarcho-punk vein. Excuse me. Followed with some Onslaughts, that act from, where are they from? Bristol, I believe. Yeah, they became a metal act, but this was them from their punk demo days, released on a album on Back in Black Records, The Shadow of Death. The name of the track here was called An Innocent Man. Followed with some recent UK punk sounding in the UK 82 style vein, 2007 on Unrepentant Records. The band is Dog's Flesh, title track of their release, Vision of Hell. And we ended that set off with a double shot of Exploited reissues. We heard a track from the Punk's Not Dead release. We heard a song all about American hostages in Iran called Free Flight, originally on the Punk's Not Dead reissue going back to 1980 on Secret Records, reissued last year on Anagram. And we followed with another reissue on Anagram, the Troops of Tomorrow release. Originally came out in 1982 on Secrets, and yeah, like I said, reissued last year. Disorder, that was one of the tracks that Slayer and Ice-T covered. And yes, very punk rock indeed. I love the Exploited. I don't care what anyone says, and I think if you dig your punk rock, you'll dig early Exploited. Well, at least if you dig UK 82 style punk. And we're going to get into another reissue. This is a hardcore act that were around in the early 80s out of Knoxville, Tennessee. The act was called Coro. Name of the release is called Speed Kills, which is a release of a demo of theirs on vinyl. The name of the track is called Feeling Pretty Minimal on Generation Annihilation, CITR 101.9 FM.
Bringing me down, some emotional, proof of bed. I feel like I'm an ass. I'm a cold, cold bitch.
late before I can do the show.
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
All right, it's about 12:36 right about now at the UBC of British Columbia, the radio station CITR 101.9 FM. At the start of the set, we heard from Coro, Speed Kills, a vinyl reissue of a demo of theirs. It's on Sorry State Records, and the name of the track that we heard was called Feeling Pretty Minimal. Followed with some Out Cold, Goodbye Cruel World, came out a few years ago on Mad at the World Records, and happy to find it discounted at Scratch Records in their vinyl discount bin. Heard a track called Burn, and then we followed with another one that I found in that discount bin as well from Searle. They're split with Armistice on No Records, going back to 2000. We heard a track called Bound and Burned, followed with some Citizen Victim from a 7-inch called Mira Craig. Nothing Left to Say is the name of the track. And then after that, we heard from the Armistice side of the split with Searle. We heard a track called Dying World. So, yeah, let's keep going here. Let's get to an act now called Sudbury, Ontario. If you like the Buzzcocks and the Jam, chances are you'll like this band. They are the Statues.
This one is a cheap little take. Let's see what we can do with it. Are you guys, are you guys in Radio Land out there? Are you ready to have a good time? Yeah! We'll be right back.
okay. Think you got a pretty face. Hey, but the knees you drop are out of place. Not just a hoodie, a while before. Fight on the run. You're speeding, everybody comes a running dead. Take a run and hide yourself away. Foxes on the run. It puts the need to drop a second hand. Put it well before you. I wanna know your name, because you don't look the same. Know the way you did before. Fox on the run, you're screaming, and everybody comes. A running, take a running, hide yourself away. Foxes on the run. The foxy fox on the run. And hide away.
From the Rebel Spell, you're listening to Generation Annihilation on 101.9 CITR.
All right, heard a set of tunes there, one original, three covers. Started off with The Statues out of Sudbury, Ontario, from the New People Make Us Nervous release. It's on a record label out of California called Palato Records. And we followed with Let's Dance out of Edmonton, Alberta, on a live radio show on Equalizing the Distort, CIUT. And this one took place on Sunday, August 16th of 2008. We heard them doing a sweet cover, a cover of Fox on the Run, and we followed with the Nip Drivers from the Destroy Whitey discography on Tang Records. 2000 came out. We heard them doing Fox on the Run as well, same song by Sweet. And then we followed with the Transmitters doing a song called Who's Gonna Tell Mary. That one, I believe, is a cover too. Yeah, I think it's by a band called the Moondogs, and I've never heard them, so what do you know? What do you do? What can you do? Let's just keep going. And, yeah, if you like that last set of tunes, you might like this set of tunes as well. This is Wolf Brigade.
Thank you. Tjena, det här är Regulations från Umeå. Du lyssnar på Generation Annihilation. Och det är på radiokanalen CITR 109.9 FM. On din radiobåg FM.
All right. Winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. Whatever language you say it in, it's always the same. It always rocks. Okay, in that last set, what did we hear? We heard four tracks there, ending off with a blast from Mob 47's last release, Dom Lugan Egan. Politis Skit, correct, is the name of the track. And before that, we heard from Meanwhile, from a reissue of theirs on Feral Ward Records. Remaining Right, Silence was the name of the album and the track. And they released a new record last year on Feral Ward as well. And we start off with a brand new one from Wolf Brigade out of Sweden as well. Unknown Road was the name of the track, and it's from their Come Alive release on Deranged Records. So, as I said, this has been Generation Annihilation for another week here. And, if you like what you heard, you can download the podcast of the show, www.citr.ca. For those of you who downloaded last week's show, I don't know what happened, but there was a 10-minute space of dead air there, so hopefully it won't happen this time around. Let's just hope. And you can review the playlist of this show at www.citr.ca. And I'm going to tell you about a gig that I'm looking forward to in Seattle. It is January 27th, a few Tuesdays away, and it's at Numo's. Reunited old school anarcho-punk act from England. Very gloomy, a little bit on the black metal side. We got Amoebix, and they'll be playing with locals Mass Grave as well as Tragedy, so that'll be a cool show. Yes, that's at Numo's in Seattle on the 27th. And the Saturday before, Generation Annihilation is scheduled to do a spotlight on Amoebix because they're a very prolific band. And what else was I going to say? Oh, yeah, no show next week for Generation Annihilation, so stay tuned for 24 hours of experimental radio art. We're going to leave you with one more now. We're going to leave you with an act from Denmark. This is on the I Thrash, Therefore I Am compilation. The name of the band is Enola Gay, and we're going to hear a track called Void. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next.
Yeah, going back to the day. That goes back to 1980. And that is Crocus. And you're listening to Power Chord on CITR 101.9. My name's Andy. Aaron, what'd you think of that? That was pretty good, eh?
Yep.
I probably haven't listened to that for about 20 years, and it's like, wow.
You know what? I probably haven't even listened to that.
Well, not quite 20 years. It's not that old, but about 15 years, I guess. 15 years ago or so, I bought that sucker, and it's been in my collection. I like to pull things out of my collection every once in a while and just bring it up and play it.
From Germany?
I think they're from Germany, yeah. I'm pretty sure. I was never really into them, and I listen to it now. I go, holy cow. Sometimes you got things in your collection that are little gems that you forgot about. And yeah, that was Crocus off the Headhunter.